Jack, commiserations on the result. It's not much fun to lose that way, but Sandhurst Central North Kookaburras were able to turn up on the day and just nab you.
Yeah, no, they were. They were unfortunately too good on the day. They were probably too quick around the breakdown. We ran a little bit 2-1 out when we had the ball, and they seemed to steal a lot of ball off us. But, you know, it's something we can look forward to the next couple of weeks and going into our Southern Queensland Championships.
Yeah, well, of course, you've got the fun and games with the boys up at the Central Queensland Brahmins, so you have to look out for the horns in the head. But you've just come back from Japan. You're a little bit surprised you had more rugby than Central North, but that tour of Japan, that should have really steeled you. But how did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was really good. We played a couple of tough games over there. They're nowhere near as physical as what Central North were, but they were, you know, they played really fast, wide footy. But, yeah, no, the boys had a ball over there. Really enjoyed the footy and enjoyed our trip. So.
It's been a ripper of 2 or 3 years for you. Queensland Country 19s, playing for the Heelers, of course, over in New Zealand last year as well. Unfortunately, winning the Border Cup there against the Cockatoos up there at Toowoomba, but we're trying to chase that Michael Jamieson down. We'll get him one of these days. But fantastic experiences, isn't it, playing all this rip footy?
It is, yeah. It's unreal just getting to meet new blokes around the state and test yourself sort of in playing that high-level footy and, you know, just seeing how where you really are sort of in compared to other blokes around the state and, you know, in New South as well, obviously.
You had any nibbles to be part of that Queensland Country Bill Cork Cup team? Because talking with Jamo last year, there was a bit of a feeling there that it was such a great run for the Heelers. Maybe some of those guys should be thrown into that side. And I understand the Reds are the priority and all that sort of stuff, but the real spirit of the team should be a Queensland Country side that doesn't play at Ballymore, but actually has a couple of Queensland Country guys that are playing for the Heelers, playing games out in Toowoomba and Dalby and Charters Towers.
Yeah, it probably should be, but... Well, the way we sort of look at it is it's always going to be hard for blokes like us that are coming through. Like, we only play that sort of high level of footy 2 or 3 games a year when we're playing Queensland Country. And, you know, the blokes that are getting selected in the NRC, they're playing, you know, that premier grade, that high level of footy week in, week out, you know, proving themselves there. So, obviously, there's a few boys that you know, are worthy of a look in there, but I think that's the biggest, like, letdown for us.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because after the game you blokes played in the Border Cup last year in Toowoomba, you got to see Brothers take on Bond University, and you would have seen the premiers in Brothers and would have been able to measure yourself up against those guys and say, look, we might be up to that level because Brothers not only won the title but a reasonable side with it as well.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it was a pretty good experience for us to see that and see the level of footy they play and the brand of footy they play. Like, they like to play a wide, expansive game of footy. And, you know, for us to watch that and see how it was, like, a good experience and something, like, we probably obviously took something away from it as well and learned a bit and, you know, taking it back to our clubs to try and make our clubs stronger. So, you know, bringing the level of club footy up in country rugby, you know, making it better sort of thing.
Of course, also, you're part of the Gundawini Emus experience. Alex O'Sullivan and all these characters helped you along. Some of the fellas there, of course, Jono as well. You know, it's just one of those great things that not only to be an individual player out of the Emus to play for Downs, but also have a lot of your mates come along, like Will Gilbert and the like, to join you in the fun that is playing for the Heelers as well. It must be just fantastic to have this carpet ride a plane rip footy with your mates.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome last year to play, you know, with Sammy Tweeds, Michael Jamieson and Will Gilbert. You know, it was awesome for all three of us to go through the Downs, South Queensland and then Queensland Country. You know, it's an experience you don't really get with like four of your good mates and, you know, teammates like that. So it was unreal.
What do you do for a living in the great metropolis that is Gundawindi?
I'm an electrician in Gundy.
See the day that maybe Darling Downs goes into the Hospitals Cup, and it's going to be a really big ask for a lot of the Gundy guys to maybe relocate to Toowoomba, considering that Gundawindi's 2.5 hours one way to go into Toowoomba, but the opportunity is there to play club rugby. But if you look at the experience of Sunshine Coast, where it sort of fell over after about 10 years, even though they were successful at times as well.
It's always going to be a hard task for, you know, like a side like the Downs to do something like that, because there's blokes from all over, you know, Gundy, Dalby, sort of Roma, St George, blokes that travel 2 or 3 hours just to get to training for Downs. You know, we don't get to train together that often as well, which is difficult. But obviously it's something, if it was serious consideration, people that have to look at and think about, but yeah, it's a bit of a long shot realistically, I think.
Yeah, well, yep. Hopefully in new time we'll see that happen. There's going to have to be a lot of money in it, but the talent's certainly out here, and Jack, you're one of the fantastic talents that's come out of not only Downs Rugby, but also the Gundawindi Emus, and we're looking forward to your progression in the Risdon Cup.